Originality.
You.
Welcome to Autographs. My name is Nick Singh, and just know originality is on the horizon. Let's go. Aloha, folks. Got a good one for you today. This was my second interview with the one and only Gary Vaynerchuk. Was done at an incredible conference backstage called Haste and Hustle here in Canada. So shout out to Haste and Hustle. It's not a long one. It's quick and tight, and it's fast and dirty. I hope you enjoy it. Fun fact, it was the same day that I interviewed Casey Neistat for the first time because he was at the conference as well. Anyways, I'll let y'all dive in. Take care. Peace.
Like, when I look at all these young faces, like, you have so much time. Like, fuck, I'm 41 years old and I feel like I'm 7. Like, I feel like I'm just starting. Now and the time I get to the flight.
Yeah, I can tell.
That's the real weird thing of like playing these dual roles.
Yeah.
The high of like this.
Yeah.
And then like get in the car and be like, the account director's got a problem on the Chase account. I'm like, oh fuck, yeah. It's like such a like switch.
Yeah, you're like, what the hell are you supposed to do, right? Yeah. All right, okay, cool. Right. So let's roll right into it. So I want to talk about Long Game.
Okay.
So when we first spoke, I mean, it was back in January.
Back in New York?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So D-Rock hit me up and he was like, look, man, I think that people get the Long Game confused. That's what Gary means. And he hit me up with patience. So he said, look, what I think he means by patience is really just not needing anything from anybody ever and just only focusing on giving and not what you're getting. So I want to understand how you stay in that state.
If you're good enough to be able to get, like, people don't understand, the reason I can give so much is because I can get by myself. Like, it's hard for me to give that advice to others where if, like, you don't have to give or you don't know how to collect to give, that's just not practical. But you have to understand yourself. Like, D-Rock, you know, what he has to give, where the heck is he? Where he has to give is he has a talent for, you know, producing content and editing it. And so what could he do? He could live humbly with other people in not fancy places, put in work that brought me value, which has allowed him to now be in a place where he's got more value. And so I think, you know, it was the Pedro thing that we just saw downstairs. Like, I think people try to hide taking with, you know, fake giving. And I think the real answer is real giving. And I think the one thing everybody has here, if they don't have money, is themselves. And they have something they do. And that could be grunt work. Like, I need somebody at Vayner to send out 50 to 100 signed books a day. You don't have to be a fucking rocket scientist for that.
So how do you treat it then when you're always giving and you're not focusing on getting and you get to play it that way, but somebody does something that you don't expect or something doesn't go your way and it kind of just pisses you off or somebody does something you don't like? How do you treat that?
When you give without expectation, you never get pissed off.
Because you're literally just in that state.
I'm in a full empathy state at all times. I fundamentally believe every person in this room should care about themselves. So if they do something that makes me feel like they're caring about themselves, then I'm like, that makes sense. Now, if they work for me and they're caring about themselves too much in return for what I'm giving, then I'm a big boy. I can fire them, and I do that often. I'm very comfortable with that. That's the game. So I'm not upset by somebody taking more from me. I'm not letting anybody take anything from me that I'm not willing to give.
Understood. So before you give, you literally make sure this is from the truest place inside of me, and if I don't expect anything in return, I can't go wrong.
What really fucks with me is that I don't understand why people don't get that if you give purely, you get. It's just so real. Like, my life is so good. Like, so much good stuff happens. Like, and I have thousands of favors in my pocket that I never intend to use, but they're nice to have in there. I love that feeling.
Yeah.
I love that I have all the favors in my corner and I don't have to ever ask for them, and I'll most likely never ask for them. But if my father has heart disease and I'm real scared, I'm gonna put it out there, and I have a funny feeling I'm gonna have the four best doctors in the world at my fingertip in 2 seconds.
I do too. And for time's sake, I'm just gonna wrap it up with a super quick question for you. You talk a lot about One Life, and I think that among any of your videos, it's that one that's hit me and a lot of my friends more than anything.
Yeah.
I just wanna give you a platform to expand on that for a moment and maybe a different light.
Sure. I mean, I just don't, I think a lot of people are acting as if they're coming back. I just think that a lot of people are settling. You know what I'm really fascinated by? This gentleman back here, right? He's shaking his head at all the right. How old are you, sir?
55.
He's 55 years old, right? He doesn't look the 20-year-old part that so many of my fans are. What freaks me out is I've watched him both at the talk and now in here. He's shaking his head at all the right shit. And the only thing running through my mind is that probably means he's in a good spot. But if he's not, and I don't think that's the case because I could just taste it.
It's
but if
all good.
I could tell. But if it wasn't, and I've seen it before, so I'm just using him as a proxy, I just want people to know they have time. Way too many 55-year-olds think it's over, especially because we live in this tech world where it's all about the 20 and 30-year-olds like never before. And we just have time. I mean, I think I said this to you, and I'll say it to all of you. I mean, like, when I look at all these young faces, like, you have so much time. Like, fuck, I'm 41 years old, and I feel like I'm 7. Like, I feel like I'm just starting. I'm like, okay, now the foundation is, you know? Like, people are 33 and have 2 kids and find themselves in a job and like, fuck, what? Like, you have time and you're in control. And I just want people to realize they have one life because that's practical, that's true. That's actually, unless somebody, listen, by the way, if you can prove to me otherwise, I'd be really happy. But I think that people are wasting their lives, not by my definition, by theirs.
Yep.
I don't judge anybody. I said it today clearly. I don't care what you're doing, I only talk to people that are complaining. All my advice, all my spiel is only to the people that are complaining. If you're good, I don't care how much money, how little money, how much success, how much nobody knows, like, I don't care what you have, you're good. Problem is, the majority is complaining.